Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, on yesterday's broadcast, we got a lot of people listening to us today, Bill Morford, and we're talking about his brand new translation, fresh, vibrant translation. It's different than any other translation. Reminds me of Passover. We say, why is this day different than any other day? Well, Bill Morford, why is your translation different than any other translation?
Because I went through looking for the power that's been left out. In fact, years ago when I was studying Greek, 25 years ago or more, I'd tell people, you know, this is what it really says. And they'd say, well, you need to do a translation. I said, no, that's intimidating now to deal with Scripture that way. But over the years, I got so upset in reading our watered-down translations. The power is there in the Greek.
All right, when you say the power, what do you mean by that? Explain.
In the New Testament particularly, the imperative mood there means you must do this. And then the tense of the verb tells you, you must do it continually or you must do it now, depending on which tense it is. So I put that in, and I've had a couple of pastors that study Greek that tell me that they used to have to go through their Bible before they, when they were preparing a message for the coming Sunday, that they wanted to know, is it an imperative in the first place, and is it present tense or aorist tense? But anyway, it just got to me when God finally told me to get serious with it, then I knew I had to and got into it.
Okay, on yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about Phoebe in Romans 16. Tell me about her.
She's very interesting. She was actually, technically, a woman set over others. And Paul said...
Are you telling me Phoebe was set over men?
Yes.
You better not tell that in your Baptist church around the corner.
Right. And here...
Well, how do you know that?
Because of the... Greek word that's used there, describing her.
Explain that.
It means a woman set over others.
Boy, this would sure change a lot of people's theology if they only understood about Phoebe. Let's talk about healing, because that was a thing that originally attracted me to your translation. I had never seen before that one of the definitions of the Greek word for sickness is evil.
Right.
Now, I believe that sickness is evil, but I didn't know that that was the translation. Tell me, explain that exactly.
Well, the Greek word that I translate evil, when it's heal, is kakos, which is actually the adverbial form, it's strange, of a word with one letter difference, an omicron, instead of an omega. The adverbial form is listed in the best classic and koine Greek lexicon under this, you know, as the same word. And it gives just the noun form.
Okay. If it is evil, why do we translate it sickness?
Well, you'll have to go back a few hundred years and ask those that did it.
Okay.
After them, it's tradition.
All right. What a difference that makes. To me, it really gets, it calls sickness what it really is, evil. I mean, if it's sickness, well, get over it. But if it's evil, get rid of it.
Right.
I mean, it's a big difference. Tell me about the woman that touched the hem of Jesus' garment.
Yes. That's awesome. She came up behind him. And see, his prayer shawl then was a huge garment, It was like a poncho, and it went from wrist to wrist and down to his knees, and had the fringes on the corners. The fringes called the tzitzit. And she knew that the tzitzit represented all the commandments and promises of God, and that if when that was worn on an anointed man of God, she just had to touch that and she would be healed. And she did, and was healed. Came up behind him, and Jesus could feel the power leaving him. And in Luke is the one that records it, that as she confessed to Jesus that she was the one that touched his garment, as she confessed, she was healed, which gives us a very, very important rule to have in healing is to confess it. Confess that we're healed, whether she felt it or not. She confessed it, and as she confessed, she was healed.
Okay, as she reached to, of course, it's the tzitzit, the fringes. It wasn't the hem of his garment. But as she reached to it, what did that mean to her?
It means she was touching all that God had. That fringe represented all the commandments of God and all the promises.
That sure sounds a lot more meaningful to me than the hem of his garment.
Yeah, they're not quite the same, are they?
Okay. Now, when you translate Isaiah 53, you came up with a revelation I've never heard anyone come up before on the word stripes. Explain that.
Right. That's very interesting. The word there is chavurato, and what it means is literally on his wounds, his stripes, either one is correct. But in modern Hebrew, Chavura means fellowship. And so there is an Orthodox Jewish Bible in use in Orthodox synagogues in the U.S. today that translates that not as wounds or stripes, but translates it as fellowship.
Now, let me see if I understand this. In other words, it could be translated wounds or stripes, and it could equally, as it's done in this approved Hebrew scriptures, be translated fellowship. But I think you need both. You need to know what the blood of Jesus by his stripes brought us, and you also need to have fellowship with the Lord.
Right.
But that is such a wonderful revelation. Okay, now tell me about I am that I am.
Oh, yes. Well, the I am is significant. Two common words for I am are ani, which simply means I am, and anohi, which is I am with an attitude. It's determination. And the anohi is used over 100 times with God speaking.
Give me an example and say it with that attitude.
Right. Isaiah 43:11. God says, I am the only Savior. And in 43:25, he says, I am the one who forgives all your transgressions.
Wait a second. You said that twice. It doesn't say it twice in the scriptures.
Yes, it does.
No. In my King James Bible, it doesn't.
Well, it does. Anohi is there in...
No, in the translation, it doesn't say that. In the Hebrew, does it say it in your King James?
No.
So why? Why wouldn't it say, I am, with an attitude?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, I sure agree with you. Why not? Well, put it in twice.
All right. Why should someone get a hold of the One New Man Bible?
And I put the Anohi, when that's I am, I put that in bold so that there's no missing it, so that you know it's not just I am doing this. But when it's the I am with an attitude, when there's determination, I have determined that this is what I'm going to do. And see, in Isaiah 43:25, what he says is, I erase all your sins. Erase. That means it never happened. Satan might remember it, might have another record, but his record doesn't count. The official record says that sin never happened. Isn't that awesome?
I am so pleased to tell you we've put together our One New Man mentoring set, which includes this amazing One New Man Bible. This is the diamond of the group, and the inspiring 2012 Jewish calendar, most anointed world-class photographs of rivers in Israel, the dates of the Jewish feasts, the exact Bible readings that Jesus himself read, and then my book, The Incomplete Church, all three items available in the One New Man mentoring set, available for a donation of $79. This is the Shabbat broadcast, and Bill Morford, I'm going to let you do something I've never asked a guest to do. But you have corrected the translation of the Aaronic benediction. Would you pray that in English with the way it really is in the Hebrew?
Oh, yes. The Lord will bless you, and he will keep you. The Lord will make his face to shine upon you, and he will be gracious to you. The Lord will lift his countenance to you, and he will establish you in Shalom.
Yivarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yo'er Adonai paneh elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai v'asem lecha shalom.
To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.